here, Avedis Yisrael, if you see an Aveda of a Jewish person, then it's Allah Mamani, you ignored it. You care, you know, he says, big deal. Is over Belaisisa. Is over and Elaisisa. The Midalaisisa in there says, Shanama Laitire Eshorechicho Eseh Nadochem. You've seen the ox of it, or Seh is a sheep. Nadochem means that are wandering. Yisalamtu mehem. And you're going to ignore it. So it's a lav. That means you see an object that a person is just lazy, you don't want to have to bother. You're over a lav in the Torah. It's very, very nerve wracking.
As long as you know it.
You don't know what it belongs to. No. We got a Shuvah Sarai means, I have no idea. I know it's a Jewish person. You know, this is a Jewish neighborhood, or most of the people walking are Jews. So if something dropped, it must probably be a Jew. They learn, we'll later learn how much. But if you know, it's in the shoe someone lost something. You know, and you know something, and it's the park, a bunch of Jewish children. And the shoe the guy left over, said, and so on and so forth. We salam to Behem, he says, and Yom Alam is what is the din? Senu Islam to man. Bittul mitzvah esr shnem husha tishushon elachicho. Now let me explain something very interesting. The Rav opinion here is very interesting. In the Rishonim, there's a machlokes. When is the hoshev? Is the hoshev means if I took it, I should give it back? Like a sigzel, if you stole it, give it back. So the Rav learns the Hoshev and the Sicha Le'Salam is from the beginning. If I ignore it, right now if I ignore it, I'm over the Lav from ignoring it, I'm also over the Esser by not returning it. It's not the Torah says when you picked it up, I should return it. You took it away. The Murah calls it over his Esser Miku from the beginning. That means the Torah told you from the beginning, do not ignore it, pick it up and give it to him. Not the 30 step to say, if I took it, give it back. Understand the differences. Which the 30 says, do not steal. 30 says, if you did steal, return it. It's not that the 30 says, if I did not, you know, I ignored the beta, you know, fix what you did. From the beginning, if you are ignored it, and you don't want to give it back, you're about Essa and Aloysisa. Very interesting. I don't understand that it only comes if I have it in my hand and you stole it, make sure you return it. But if I just ignore it, I'm even the Rav
Le Sisich Ale Salam. But it sounds like if you just ignore it, you're also placing Geneva. You're also because you.
And it's not Geneva. Yeah, but not Geneva.
You didn't return it.
Yeah, but it's not Geneva.
Geneva
means you took it for yourself. Here you just ignored it. Simply ignored it.
It's not.
It is. That we'll soon see. In a minute, we'll see what you just asked. In a minute, we'll see. But the Esa also means from the beginning. That means I am not allowed to ignore it, and I must return it. So every time you see an object, it makes me very nervous. Just Aveda, not Aveda. You know, Rabbi in a shul always notice things. So, anyways, he says. Look at Esau Aveda. He took the Aveda la'atzmai for himself. Bittul mitzvahs Esa. Yimavatul mitzvahs Esa. Ve'oiver beis lavim. Yeah, if he took the object for himself, you know what? It's a good, nice pen. I'll take it. You know, something nice. Oiver beis lavim. Aloi sigzoil. Is over alois suchal lehis alem. You're not allowed to ignore it. So you hear my. So you're over. You get ganav, and you're over the laf and suchal. Who's a boy? Beishiva lebala. You gave it back. Tikken es hakol. I'm stacking everything. Kamoi hameshit es agzela. So the Rav paskins that it's a lava nitig lesser. If I did take the Aveda, I picked up the object, a nice expensive pen, and I just helped myself with it, and I was over the Esa and the two Lavim, when I return it, I do tshuva, I fix the two Lavim. See, not, I always tell people, not everything is fixable. You know, a guy murdered someone, you can't fix it. Not everything, tshuva, you can do tshuva, not everything is fixable. You know, many people have this idea, I ruined it, and not many things in life is not fixable. Yes, you know that. You know, a child gets molested, that's never fixed. Or any other thing. That's just terrible. You know, a guy told me he was traumatized, he was supposed to give a get. This is 10 years later. He told me he's still traumatized. From the force that they did. Forgiveness. A guy forgives you, then you have a tikkun. Says, but otherwise.
So here you can fix the two loves, but you can't fix the get.
Yeah, everything gets fixed. Everything. Even that's the Esser. The Esser is, it's the Esser also before, and the Esser is afterwards. That means if you took the object, you took keep it, and now you want to do tshuva. You want to return it. So you're giving a return, the Esser fixes the two lavim. See, a guy ate chazer, let me explain to you something. A guy eats chazer, and he puts his finger into his mouth, and he vomits. Very, very nice, but he was not masak in the lav. The bait is done. Finished. You know, he ate the chaza. He swallowed, he ate the chaza. You know, just because he made himself vomit. So what? Didn't make himself vomit. The bait is that he chewed it and he swallowed it. So he can't be masak in that. Geneva, and taking something, the Torah says, you can return it by returning masak in the lav.
Is there any other
mitzvahs like that? Shlicha kanas that way if you took it.
Well, like, for example,
no. Guys, Machal Shabbos, it's just right.
Is there an aspect of needing to obtain forgiveness with Kareva as well?
Yeah, Rambam says, very good that he asked. Rambam says, you have to ask the guy forgiveness. Besides the monetary thing, he caused them pain.
And if you didn't obtain it,
he's not forgiven. That last week's Pasha, the Rebbeinu Bechaya is a Rishon. You know, I don't know if you thought or not. The Rebbeinu Bachya, some call him, is a Rishon. And he says, and the Or HaChaim Al HaTorah, both say that the brothers were never forgiven from Yosef. Because they never asked the right man of forgiveness, and Yosef never forgave them. And since he was not forgiven, that's why they have to go through the Surah Riga Malchus. You know what that means? The 10 martyrs that we say, you know, the 10. Yom Kippur and Tishba. So it doesn't say he was Michael them. And the reason some say because they asked it not the proper way. It says, Ovichu Tzivu Lifnei Moisei. Dad said you should forgive us. You know when you tell one of your children, if you have children, he tells, you know, why don't you apologize? And the child calls up, Mom said I gotta apologize. You know what that means. Mom said, I have to say, I'm sorry.
Now, I mean, an interesting concept is, where's the Mechila coming from? You say, Yosef undoubtedly had a full intention to be Michael. Mechila from him.
That's a good question. The Chaim HaKodesh says a very profound thing. The Chaim HaKodesh says that the Haradin Ben Noach, you know what a Ben Noach, they were not called Jews yet, and that Mechila is Mesaken, fixes the laugh. When you forgive, only applies to a Jew. Does not apply to a Goy. So that time, they had a Goy, so even though he said, we forgive, it doesn't, then that's why they have to later go through this horrible thing. That we just had. So the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes. Mamon the Gemara says, it is a... Okay, so you were stuck in the lab. Can we make sure you say it? Ki lav shalui tira. The Torah means don't ignore. He nitig l'eser shahusha teshivim. The law of ignoring. The Torah says if you did ignore, give it back. Just the law of stealing is connected to returning if you did steal. This is said if you gave it back before the owner was miyayish. You know what yish means, Rabbi Yisai? Yish means he gave up hope of finding it. Today, most people give up hope quite quickly because, you know, pen, no matter what, you know. I knew I left my pen in the bank and I had this pen for many years. I knew right away, I'm going to go back, it's not going to be there. It wasn't there. I went back 20 minutes later. Oh, someone helped themselves. You know what I mean? It's That's what it is. So Al Kapunim, we later learn all the halachas. But Yish means the guy gave it up. He said, I took the object, that's an expensive pen, to steal. If I give it back before Yish, I was mistaken. But let's say I gave it back 3 days later, by the time he notices missing the pen he ever gave up, I am not mistaken the lav, as the Rav says. I will im the Shasha by many Achashinotazer. That is a movis, loichaliskan, it's an expression, something crooked that you cannot fix. Mur gives a mushroom. The Ibn Loichaliskan is a person has a mamzer. You know, unfortunately he had an affair with a married lady, and the mamzer was born, what are you going to do over here? You know, I mean, that's like certain things you cannot fix. So if you did it now, you understand what happened? He held on to the object till the guy was miyash, and now you want to give it back. The first opinion holds, there's nothing to give back. You nothing to give back, he says. It's a gift, gikvar kona beyish balam. He became yours with yish balam. You hear what he's saying? The second the owner was miyayish, it became mine. I'll explain in a minute. Let me explain this about Peh. This is the Lushan Rambam, and I must tell you. In the expression in the Poskim say a lot of ink was spilled to explain the words of the Rambam. It's one of the I always, whenever I learn such a Rambam, it always fascinates me. The Rambam writes that I'm writing my sefer to cut out a lot of svarim. The people, you know, used to have so much svarim, you know, from the Gemara to the Rambam. You know, you learn the Gemara and you learn the Rambam. No one caused so much swarm to be written as the Rambam caused with his writing to be written. An irony. No one. There is no sefer besides Gemara and the Chumash. No one. There's, how you say in English? No one is close to competition. And the Rambam. Such a Rambam. Let me explain this, what the difficulty is. But everyone cherishes and says Torah. What is the difficulty? Let me tell you halacha. If I picked up an object to give it back, I want to be an elchayid. I pick up a pen, I plan to give it back. He was miyayish. I still am obligated to give it back.
After he had
yish. If I pick it up kodim yish, even though it's miyayish, I'm obligated to give it back. If I know it's your pen, What you just say? That's a Gemara. Everyone agrees. We're going to see that in the Gemara. Everyone agrees. If I pick up an object, and the object is Shavu Savei, the thing, and the guy was not normally, let's say, I know someone dropped a pen. I know it wasn't yet Miyayish. Probably by tomorrow morning, he's going to look for his pen. He's going to be missing. He'll realize he'll give up. Once I pick it up, Kredi Miyayish, everyone agrees, I must give it back. Even though he gave up on it. That's number one. If a guy steals something, a ganav. You know what a ganav is? A gazlan? Ganav, he sneaks into your house and steals a gazlan, grabs it out of your hands. Even though he's miyayish, gave up, I still have to give it back. Yeah. So why here, I have both, I don't have to give it back. You understand the difficulty? And repeat this again. If a guy was doing the right thing, wants to be an halacha guy, he sees a pen drop, he picks up the pen to return it. And by the morning, the guy was 100% miyash. He doesn't find his pen, you know, I'm going to get myself a new pen. I still am obligated to give it back to him, even though there was yish. Or if he stole the pen from someone, and the guy was miyash, I'm still obligated to give it back. Here, I stole the Aveda, and the guy's miyayish, I don't have to give it back, the Rambam holds. It's a puzzle. You understand? It's a huge, huge puzzle. I don't know if you heard this, the Ksus and the Nesivus, the great, two great writers, and later Achraim, all try to explain the Rambam. Now, you know, you have to know a little bit more, but we'll get to later, and I need to be a few introductions to explain the shit that we'll see a little later, how the Rambam explains himself. So there's a concept, let me explain to you what the concept is like this. There's a concept that the reason why, if a person picks up something, before the guy's miyayish, the yish doesn't help. The reason it doesn't help, because I become your shliach. Let me explain what that means. That means like this. If to explain this, let me start from scratch. You know, in the news, you hear often, this time, a Yiddish guy got a desk with $900,000, was it on the desk?
Yeah. You know?
90,000. Okay, no, you're right, 90. A little bit too much, 90,000. But there was often in the news a different story. A guy, once there was a contractor, he was asked to fix a wall, and in the wall, I remember the story, someone brought it into me, and it was a box of $10 bills from the 1920s or the 19-teens, which was worth, it was $10 backed by gold, it said on the $10 bill. It was worth $50,000 because it was a collector's item. It was in good condition. It wasn't mint, but it was in good condition. Now, who gets it?
And what? That example, the young guy in the money in the plant.
Yeah, that was, that's a show. That's a whole different story. I'll explain that story. What's the question over here? If you lose something in your house, yish never, there's no yish in your house. I said, you lost something in your house. Am I looking for my pen? I says, probably the shiksa took it, you know, I'll never get hold of them. And let's say someone finds it in your house, can he keep it? I said, you know,
there's no yish in your house.
In your possession, there's no yish. So if a guy, if the father lived there, this story with the town, it wasn't a Jewish name, but I remember reading an article, they traced it down. The grandfather lived in the house, and the son lived, and now the grandchild lived in the house. It was in the family the whole time. It wasn't that, you know, most places. This was some place where, one of these towns where, you know, they live generations in the same place. In California, we move every few years. We are moving. But upon him, such a case, there's no yish. Let's say this will be Jewish people. There's no yish. In your possession, that doesn't help yish. You understand? You know what? If you lose something in your house, and you turn around to your wife, she says, you know what? I'll never find that pen. Go guy, get me a new pen. And then you have a guest, and he finds the pen. Can he keep it? No, it was in your house. Yish doesn't work.
Once you sold the house.
That's what we did. It wasn't sold. It was inherited. If you the other case, I forgot which one it was. It was that, not the story. It was already, who knows how often it was. And a guy also found in the house money that doesn't. A guy told me many years ago that he bought a house. And in the attic, he found a very exclusive, expensive Persian rug. Okay? And the owner, and he started to talk to the owner, you know, did you ever lose a rug? You ever been? Then he told him, he found, oh, it belongs to me. You know, he said, I asked him all around about a few different ways. Did you leave everything around? He says, probably was, this house was bought, you know, was a, he only lived there about 7-8 years, and probably the other one, he never went up to the attic. He found an expensive Persian rug. I don't know how much it was, $3,000. I have no idea. I don't remember what he told me. But the question is, he was asking me, can I? He says it wasn't his. It looked like it was very old there. It was wrapped well, but it looked like it was a long time there. And the guy, you know, the guy's very suspicious the way he was saying it. But I'll upon him, the case where there's such a, you find, you know for sure it's very old, if it was, then there's yish. He left. He doesn't know where it is. There's yish. Then there's another whole sugya. I had a person tell me, an old lady moved into a nursing home. And the guy bought up the house. And guess what? He found $100,000 cash hidden in the house. And these are Holocaust survivors. It's very typical to do this. Extremely typical. So, you know, there's no yish. I mean, I told them, it's not so simple. We're going to learn later. You have to give it back. I had someone, even worse than this, that he bought a house from a Jewish person, and he found, as the longer he was living, the more jewelry he was finding, hiding. She was a Holocaust survivor. A lot of expensive jewelry. It wasn't cheap jewelry. Many of these Holocaust survivors suffered terrible from this. This was the trauma there. Because I told my the reason why I'm telling you have to give it back, because the husband doesn't even know that she did all the shopping on the children. When he told him to her, the husband, she now passed away. When the husband, the guy moved in, told it to the husband, he says, "What?" I then realized how much money she was skimming off to buy jewelry and hiding. But he reminded me of a case, which up your alley, as you say. A guy calls me up, very interesting. He's a young guy, and he's working for another Yid, who works for a Jewish company, for a Jewish person out of the estate. And his job was to go into the place, see if it wasn't clean, and get the Mexicans to clean the place up and redo it. He comes in, and he always snoops around. Maybe he finds some interesting items. He found the lamp ones, he found the... You know, he told me once he found a bowl of quarters. He used to always throw the quarters and left it there. You know what I mean? Turned out to be about $30 a quarter. It's not the, who knows what, but he, from time to time, he went there. There's a fowl plot there, and he kicks it. It doesn't move. He bends down, and he sees it's $35,000 cash. This goes back about 15 years ago. And a few packs of cocaine. And he said to me that he understood why they left in such a haste. They left, I didn't give him a notice. I think they got up. I don't remember what he explained to me. So he said to me that the question, what was his question? Do I give it to my boss I work for? Or do I give it to the owner of the property? Was he koina the object? The chutz of a person is koina. What chutz means? Well, it is the owner's. Right now, no one's renting it. Right now, it's empty. He went in to have it cleaned out a day or two and then put it up for rent. So the din is that the reason why the owner doesn't get it, because it's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres. Do we know what that means? Your chotzer house is clean a hefker if it's closed. It's here was because the Mexican would come in and people were looking into the apartment and paid attention. If it would have been closed and guarded and no one else, it's never that way. The owner doesn't even know about it. You just take care of my property and go and come in and out, clean and well. So he's it's his $35,000.
And he was the property manager.
He works for another company. He was on the bottom of the rung. Yes, he was. But he doesn't get it. He was out. What is he showing me? Showing me what?
The whole building.
Showing me what? He's not showing me the doors were open and the Mexicans were coming in and out.
If the Mexican painter found it, it's his.
It's his.
It's his.
You could tell him not, but it's his. It's his.
So in a case where it's in the wall, once the owner sold it.
Once the owner
so
sold.
The money in the wall, so it's the $10 bill. So if the Zeta inherits it to his son, he inherits it to the grandson, and then the grandson sells it.
Then it's a whole Gemara later. Then I have to look it over again. It's pending on the Machlekes Rishonim how to look at it. Because it was the years that he died without knowing. And that's a whole, I have to look it up. I remember it's a Shach with a Sma, very kind of a little complicated
moment.
No, they didn't know what to miyayish.
Right, the problem is that they inherited.
They don't know they're inherited. They don't know. And the person, let's say the person dies suddenly, the children have no idea what they inherited. It becomes theirs, so there's never a yish.
No, if it's yish, you have to know.
You have to know I have it. If I don't know I have it, what does yish help? So this I remember, the machlik is, if I sell the property, what happens? I would have to look it up again. I'll get through it, I'll look it up again.
Can
Balaam
can't
go, no. Yash, yash.
If you
miyash,
it's done.
No?
Non-revocable.
Now, there's a din that you should give it back. With Allah, even though a guy's miyash. I mean, there's such a concept.
So if I find your pen, it says your name on the side. And you're miyash, I still should have to give it back.
You still have to give it back. Lift the Mishnah said din, has to give it back.
You
know, the Ksas says that since Dina the Malchisa says you should give it back, not because we listen to Dina Malchisa. I once explained it here because we don't have to listen to Dina Malchisa. Dina Malchisa cannot tell us what's right and what's wrong. The Torah tells us what's right and wrong. And if you crossed in the red, you don't have to say chutzpah. You crossed in the red. Or if you the speeding is 65 and you sped 70, you don't have to say chutzpah. But the din of mumen is if the din of malchisa says you should do it, and lift the mashiach sadin says you should do it. The shach says that then you're obligated to do. I once had such a kid, I'm trying to remember, but if Ikara didn't have to give it back, and I told him you have to give it back, it was from Mashiach Sedin. Oh, I remember a Siddur. A guy found a bound Siddur, and he figured out later who it belonged to. And he called him up, and he asked him, and the guy said, you know, it was a long time Yasha, that Siddur. And he asked me, do I have to give it? It's a very good Siddur, very good, you know, these leather expensive bounds. Of course you have to give it back. You know, it was Miyaj, lift the Mashiach Sedin, unless he says, I don't want him giving as a gift. How about what? Well, when there's dina mechisadina, the chaslan's pshat nirmo, then you become obligated. You're right. Lift the mishir is dina or not.
You're not
even esa. Lift the mishir is dina, right. Lift the mishir is dina, you're not going to be over the esa, never. You're just obligated to give it. It's not that you're over the sikh alay salam.
In a situation where he was miyash, you become a
shamrakina? Well, is miyash before I picked it up?
You're
Machlokes how we pass him, Shem Machin, Shem Mesoch, but I didn't learn. That's a big, big Machlokes, what type of Hashem you are.
I had another question regarding the if I see something that someone leaves and I fail to pick it up, or I pick it up and I don't give it back in the whatever amount of time, do I have to pay? There's a constant in our law, which is the loss of use or loss of your. If I steal something from you, you have loss of enjoyment of your penny for a week. There's nothing
to tell.
So if he finds something, he finds $1 million in a briefcase, the guy's not in the IH, and he doesn't give back for a year, and then he returns it, he can wipe away his saying as license, say, by returning it.
Yeah, but, you know, yes, it's, you know, how it gets wiped out, we don't know the details, you know what I mean? It's something you got to rub it off well.
So you take it and invest it? And
no. Of course not. He has to do it as soon as possible. You have to remember that.
You do have to have
Torah
something in the
Torah. Right. But it never, if the Torah says you're not obligated, you're not obligated. You know what I mean? The Torah could, you know, never does the Goyish law tell us what's right and what's wrong. The Torah has to tell us. There's sometimes, some Sefer learns, I once explained this before, that because, let's say, if it makes facilitate business, then the din machisadin has a din, but you're not become a ganav. The person has rights. And then you're not allowed to violate his right. I mean, if let's say they say you're not allowed to copyright, okay? So the film industry, they piracy, the film industry. So if a guy pirate, how's it called? How do you say in English? He did it, he duplicated it, yes? If he did duplicate it, he's not overly signif. Even though they consider it stealing, I don't know if they consider it stealing or they, but it's not called, you're not really signing. That means we have a right to take it away from you and give it to the owner. Understand? It's not that we could, it's not that the Torah is going to now say that we need that law in order to facilitate business. So that law would say that the bezin has a right to take it away. You made 1,000 copies, we'll take 1,000 copies and take it away from you. You did it illegally. But not that you're called a ganav, and not called a ranan. It just, we have a right to enforce and take the object away from you. Understand the difference? You follow, there's a huge difference. It's, I don't know but in, how it's a felony, or what is it called, the other thing? Misdemeanor. Yeah, because, the truth, but this I explained a different time. But the goyim, this is, you know, whatever they decided. Medicine, you're allowed to copy after 7 years, whatever it is. In film industry, it's forever. And books, it's 25 years. What's the difference? I asked once a patent lawyer, it has only to do how they were arguing in Congress, what to do, and they came up with such a number. Film industry has a lot of lobbyists, and that's why they got to make it a long time.
What's the difference between, you said, Tigzo is taking out of his intent?
It's robbery.
So why does he use that word in here, in the second line,
That's Gemara calls it Lo Sigzo too. Gemara because you it's not the how do you say the English? The case in the Torah, case in the Torah, so you grab it out of the hand, but the Torah, you want to darshan, so if you pick up an object, you have to give it back, it's also called gezel.
Anything that's not burglary in general.
Right. You're right. I don't know how you say it. But I mean, if I grab something out of someone's hand, that's not called burglary. What is that called?
That's robbery.
So the Gemara says that the typical case in the Torah is I grabbed it out of his hand. And the Gemara darshans, if it's staying on the floor, and a beda, you want to grab it and not give it, is also
gezeila.
So anyway, so it comes out, let me come back to this case. So if it's in your rishus, that doesn't help Yish. So that's why in Yish, when I pick up an object to return it, and the guy was miyayish, so the Rishonim explained, I became the shliach of you. It's like my house is your house. Yish won't help. Understand what that means? Just like if you lost something in your house, like you lost a pen, and you say, you know, get me another pen. Tomorrow you ask your wife, you go out, get me another pen. So you are miyayish, but it doesn't help. No one can take it away. So to hear that if I picked up your pen, I took it home, since I plan to give it back to you, I become a shomer aveda, and my yish wouldn't help if you're miyayish later, just it wouldn't help in your house. By gezela, we look at it because it came to you in a isadiga, in a fashion, in an illegal way it came to you. So yish is never going to be there. You got it illegally. Here, aveda, a aveda is a little different. What is the difference in aveda? I had the right to pick it up and bring it home. I had no right with the wrong thought. See, the object is laying in the floor. What am I supposed to do with the object? Pick it up, take it home, and find out who the owner is. But I picked it up and took it home, not to find out who the owner is. I should become the owner. But since it's not mamish gezel, so the Rambam learned, with the knife and the gemara, the yish is going to help. It becomes totally mine, and if I give it back, I was not masak in the lav. Very interesting.
The Torah is judging thought.
Of course.
Intention.
So last week's parsha, let me tell you a good book. Last week's parsha, I explained it. It's important to just to what you just pointed out. What he just pointed out. You know, it says, when I mentioned about Yosef, Yosef told the brothers were crying, you know, please forgive us. So what did Yosef tell them? Yosef tells them, Atan chashavtem leru, you had a mind a bad thought, but Akim chashuva letoiva, but Hashem had something good out of it, right? So, Yosef had to be a slave in Mitzrayim. You know, there's a famous Zohar, the Zohar explains, Yosef being slave there first made our slavery much easier when we were on slaves in Mitzrayim. You know about this famous Zohar, and many chassidim should bring down, that Yosef, because he was sold as a slave, and he sort of paved the way, the Tumas Mitzrayim with his Kedusha, that later we came in, we weren't totally swallowed by Mitzrayim. And the fact that he was Shoilet, he became king of Mitzrayim, helped Klal Yisrael later when they came into Mitzrayim, that the Tumas was not totally Shoilet. You know what Shoilet means? Rule over them, you know. So Yosef had to be a slave and not become king, by hook and crook. That's clear. But no one asks you to do the bad thing. You know, when Reuben killed Shimon, Shimon had to die. When Cain killed Hevel, the Gemara says Hevel deserved to die. He did a terrible sin. But Cain is going to be punished for murdering him. No one gets hit unless... So the Chazal say if you do tshuva mahava, you know, with the famous Gemara, you do tshuva mahava, you change the negative into mitzvah. You know, the famous... Tanya speaks about it. If you do tshuva miyera, the avedis become a shoy. If you do tshuva mahava, it becomes an asset. I was always wondering, how could that become an asset for you? Here, the brothers, it became their asset. If they would have done tshuva mahava, it would have been the asset. Yosef, tell us, you know you're king. You know why you're king? We get credit for it. We sold you. But you know you had to be there. That's what Hashem wanted. That was part of the plan. We're going to get credit for the plan. So if you don't do tshuva, you're going to be punished. But if you do tshuva, because the thought was the terrible thing. That's what the Avada, you picked up the thing here also. I picked up the object over here. This object I picked up, I was allowed to pick it up. Because that's what demands the Shuvas Aveda. The problem that you did, you picked up the object to steal it. The thought was wrong. So that changes the whole picture that Rambam learned. It's a very difficult Rambam that everyone tries to explain. But that's what the Rambam comes out. If something you stole, the guy's miyash, you still have to give it back. And if you pick up Aveda before Yish, and then his miyash, you still have to give it back. But you stole an Aveda, and the Rambam runs in miyash, you don't have to give it back. Something that we know, let's say a pen. You stole the pen from him, and we know that tomorrow morning he's going to look for his pen, and he's going to find his miyash. Now, if he stole, I know that is something we know that is miyash. You don't know that there's nothing to talk about. I said, oh, people heard from him. The Gemara says, we heard him say, Vai la Veda, Vai.
Is it objective or subject? I mean, you say, is a reasonable person not being miyash on most things within 24 hours?
Yeah, we go after a reasonable person, the Gemara says. We don't. We do go after a reason. Most people, a pen. Most people, you don't find your pen. You're looking for. You're not going to bother looking for the pen. Yes, you want to say something?
Yeah. Every school here has a box of lost and found, and there's a variety of stuff there. I always wonder.
It's one of the most amazing things I want to tell you. Sometimes it puzzles me about today. I don't find watches in the shul. I always realize that people don't have watches anymore. young generation, no more watches. Any of the young generation have watches? Everyone has a cell phone. I still have a watch. I'm from the old generation. I have this watch right here that I have. Most probably is about 10 or 15 years old. Someone told me it's worth $300. I'm not an expert at watches. I put up signs when it was there. Every week it was hanging signs, anyone lost a watch. And this is a very, very expensive. Some of them is a Chassan watch. Then I found another watch, also quite expensive. And it was hanging on the room. And the guy left in his shul because he took off his tefillin, dollars in tefillin. I have no idea. He probably noticed it 20 minutes after he left his shul. But he knew where it is. Why don't you come back to the shul and look at them? I don't get again. Same thing with children's clothing. The 30th Amistad, now and everyone told me, come, I want to show you a room full of good jackets. Bar mitzvah bacharim jackets. And sweaters. Expensive sweaters. Hopefully we get to it later. But this is a big question in the place. But I claim, I heard other Meiderus also claim this. You know, when you have young children, you know that at the end of the school year, they're not going to come back with a scarf, they're not going to come with a sweater. That's part of raising children. So you're miyayish from the beginning. You know, right away, your children are going to school, and they're not going to come back with a pencil. You have children go to school? How old are those, your oldest?
Seven.
Yeah. Right? She lost plenty of things. That's part of raising children. So there's yish.
I'm paying tuition, so therefore I have a possessory right to it, like it's my house. I mean, say if she lost.
No, it's not your house. It's not your house. You're coming into my house, and I'm taking care of you. No, it's not your house. That's for sure. No. But the parents are miyash anyways. They don't. We'll get to it later. The schools don't want to bother. Schools had questions. Can we dump it? They don't even interested. Or give it away for Tom Cheshavis, and they choose the nice things and give it away. I mean, school, almost no school. I imagine Chabad has the same problem.
So who owns it, the school or is it Hefker?
It's Hefker. Because when you send your child to school, you knew ahead of time, the pen is not going to come home, or the jacket, and you tell, did you look? I looked all over. I have a house full of children. I know what that means. I was lazy to look. I learned not the first child.
Anyone can come and
take it, yes. Pens of miyash. But isn't you have young children? Isn't that true?
I would expect that because my school's Don Kabar, they send out, I think once or twice a year, they send out, please come and get your children.
But they don't come, they do the 30 sandwich too.
I think
Your wife, but plenty don't show up.
Huh?
But plenty don't 37.
Lost and found the size of my wife's
closet. Okay, a room. Torah showed me a room, a classroom. They needed a classroom desk. They asked me, can they just dump everything?
So I'm saying that I don't come out, it's okay.
Because most people don't come. You are unique.
You're not a reasonable person.
But even with the name,
all right, the name the school would say, you know, the school would say, you know, would say, you know, there's a name there. But often there's, you know.
But if there is a name, is the school responsible?
It's not responsible, but it's nice, you know. Well, the school, the one who runs the school and he picks up his career, right away, he's a Shuvah Saveda.
But only if they actually pick it up.
Right.
The Tarasemis just takes the whole room.
That Tarasemis, the Mexican, it does it. Then no one became obligated. And that's what happens. No teachers and no principal goes through the school. The Mexican end of the day goes, cleans the room, and just throws all the jackets into the
room. Somebody put it in the room. It wasn't necessarily a Mexican.
It's the janitor.
The janitor.
Right.
Right. So he's asking, is the school, the school is not obligated to go through every day and look. I mean, and even though the parents put the name, in case it gets lost, they should find it. But again,
does it make a difference if there's a privately owned?
But you know that in playgroup also they leave things behind. You know,
right.
Yeah.
So that things are different because the owners,
It is a chotzer mishtamer, but the parents, you know right away it's called yish medas. I know clearly when you send your child out into the school, whatever this private learn, you know he's not going to come back often with the crayons and the pens and whatever you send with him. That's just part of when you bought, you gave him the crayons. It's like called the Veda Madas. You gave him a box of crayons. You know he's not coming home with 20 crayons. I forgot how much of the crayons are in a box. Whatever it is. Okay, let's move on. This is the first shitter.
But if we stretch that argument, I know that in, say, grocery stores, they calculate 5% loss that people steal, right? So you could say that they're miyayish. 5% of their product.
I'm not allowed to steal them. That's not miyayish. I once asked a teenager boy. This was his mentality. He was telling me, he was teaching jets. One of the boys was telling me a few years ago, like, you shoplifted? You're such a gamer. He says, what do you mean? Kmart figures my stealing. I says, so I could punch you in the nose because a certain amount of people gets punched every day in the nose? I mean, that's part of the risk. They know that people steal. That doesn't make it you're not a steal. You know, there's not new yish midas. I do know a certain percentage of the anyone runs a business. You have a business, you know the guy I'm going to take, help themselves. Any business you have, you know, that's just. I have a guy who owns a nursing home, tells me once that I called the cook in, and I says, I want you to look at the video. What are we doing with those boxes? Put into your car? Why are we stealing food? So I asked him, did you fire him? No. Why not? Because the next one's going to do the same thing. Well, I just wanted him to say, I'm watching you.
Steal a little less.
Yeah, that's it. So what, I'm going to fire him and look for a new cook and then do the same thing. At least he saw, you're being watched. And I asked him, he broke down crying. I just need him to know, you're being watched. I mean, that doesn't make it nice out of steel. The part of the business is, right, you have a business. You don't include that things disappear, you know, a certain percent of the item somehow, the thin air it goes. And you ask the guy, what happened? But I don't know. You know, that's part of the business. You know, I mean, that doesn't make huge mess. But when I send my child, I do know ahead of time that's, you know, like what is it, give a coin to a child, and the child is going to lose it. But that's the risk I'm doing. You know, you give a nickel for the child wants to play, and I know. So made him an ass. So when you send crayons with the child, I know clearly, at the end of the day, your wife is going to look at the crayon, and what happened to the green crayon? The child either is going to say something or not. But you know, that's just part of sending to school. Okay. So this is the first opinion that means. So the second opinion that I brings down, what are we up to? בין דום שם הוא יצווה לפני יש שחייב להחזיר אפילו אחר יש, כמו שדברתי, שכיב שיגבי הדף להחזיר אלו בלאיו, he had a mind to give it back by normal aveda. V'lo yilit l'atzma, areiz inasa b'kudem yudoi, like I explained, this becomes a b'kudem, b'shiz balei on this, v'eni ish b'tzim r'shiz balam, shishi is eni hefker gomer. The Rav says a very important thing, yish is not, you know what hefker means, Rabbi Yisai? I could say, on my pen, this is hefker. That means it becomes, anyone who could grab it could take it. Yish is not really hefker. Because if I say real hefker, even though Rashi says Yish Mitam Hefka, but the Rishonim says it's not real. You know what Hefka means? If I lost my pen, I say, Hefka! Then anyone, even if it's in my house, you could take it. If I lost my pen, and I make a nice, long, big announcement, my pen is Hefka, anyone can take it. They find it. But Yish is not real Hefka. It's a halacha of Yish. So maybe that's where he cannot take it, he says. Mash ken zesh not la atzmoy. He took it for himself. And Manasseh bekudem, Yudah never became a bekudem. Ein etzer kam des bereshis balei. Here, he picked up the object not to give it back. He had a mind to steal it. So he was not a shoymer for the, you understand? He picked up the object to steal. So I never was his shliach. I'm not watching his object. And the kemenich gav a karka oylem. Shekol hefke, sheyesh metzim, sheyesh ba, cholamaz, men zucha ba'a. Because when you are mayayish and it's lying on the street, then anyone could take it. So when I pick it up to give it back to you, I'm your shliach. So it doesn't help yish. But if I picked it up not to give it back to you, so I'm not your shliach, so hefka work like hefka would dropped on the street. So this is the first opinion. Well, that's a very good question, and that's some chlegis in the Gemara. In the Gemara, he asks a very good question. There's a Gemara that says, by Shliach HaKan. You know what Shliach HaKan is? You know, you have to take the mother and send away the eggs. You know what Shliach HaKan is? You know? So the Gemara says, if you took it, it's a nifig lasser, you have to send it away. If that's you, or if you grab the mother, the Gemara says, what happens if I cannot send it away? I clipped its wings. So the machloek is, one of them says you get malchus, one of them says you don't get malchus. If I remember, I think the Rambam says you do get malchus. I would assume, this is just a wild guess, I know there's a big, many sugis about this, it's very possible, but he just asked, there would be malchus. Also, it depends on the Tosfos and sectors, but let's see, it talks to Mamish about this also. And the guy took it already. It doesn't help. You drop your pen, you're miyayish. And I pick it up, and I say, you know, young children says, backsies, you know, I mean, I want to be no yish. Yeah, it's it was yish, you better pick it up. He forgot doesn't mean he was miyayish. Forgetting is not yish. Okay. Forgetting means he doesn't remember where he put it. Or he totally forgot he had it. That's not yish. Yish means I cannot find it, and I say, wow for the, I say in English, woe for the loss. That's what yish. A guy just doesn't remember where he totally skipped his mind.
I'm saying, if he skipped his mind, and he's miyayish, he said, okay, I lost it.
Yeah, but in your house it doesn't know. In your house it's like you never was miyayish. Yeah, and if no one took it, probably you could. I imagine you could.
So what if the yish gets affected once someone took it?
Someone took it, right?
Once somebody took it, first.
Right. So let them. Well, he's muzik, and he's namo with a migi that he could have bought it from him. Depends on the situation. There's a lot of migis in such a situation. You have to know the situation. You're right, but if he has no migi, and you know, and then he says that you are miyayish, and Don't be, so he has to bring a proof. Let's say, I know for sure it was yours, and he just claims that you lost it in your miyaj. And I say, what do you mean, yeah, you stole it from my house? And there's no migi. It's the problem, there's a migi. You could always have other
arguments. Everybody knows he lost it in Shul.
Right.
And they
very, very loud, right? Yeah, so then he paid it.
No, but no one brings it. And one day this guy shows up with it in his hand, and this guy doesn't have it. He says, I want it back because you're miyaj.
Well, then Bezim will look at it, what most people would do. Most people miyaj, most people not miyaj. Like you said before, let's say a pen, most people will be miyaj. You misplace your cell phone, you're going to go, yeah, you're not going to be miyaj. Right. Yeah, right? But your pen, I don't find it, okay, it's not worth the loan. It might be an expensive pen. Okay, let's just see the second opinion. He says, Rabim Cholkin. Now, Rabim Cholkin, he brings down on the side the Rambam, Tosfos, Drosh, the Ravid. Brings down a whole list. Cholkin. Doesn't have So this shit is you misakin the gezel, misakin Yosha, but Abalav Shalich the son, he may be so yes, you cannot be fixed out. Means the fact that you picked it up to steal, you ignored to giving that the Gemara says you cannot fix. But the sigzel you could fix, and Heshiv is to give it back. So there's one abeda that you stuck with. Valocha Kerab Mefel Hachmishotoida. The kid said, if a guy picked up something to keep, and he wants to do tshuva, and even though he's giving it back after years, he still should give it back. See, you have to remember, Dina Mamanis, it's only because the other guy says, I want it back. If the other guy tells him, you know, keep it, then there's nothing wrong. You understand? The whole question over here is, you have to remember, Dina Mamanis, you know what I mean? Dina Mamanis is because I am demanding the object back. If you call me, you know, I found your pen, I was, you know, let me just tell you, I was, I stole it from you. You know what I mean?
Is
Moichel, there's a ticket also. If he's Moichel, there's a ticket.
I didn't want it back, but, if you know, because of my thought, if you don't let me have it as a present,
I'm no, if he gives it back, you also miss out.
Not
like Sikha Lad, you can never miss out on that. To be moichel me. That means you over the lav, you have to do tshuva. You are not misakin by heishiv. Let me explain something. When you give back something, you are misakin the lav. It's like null and void. Guy steals and gave it back. Here, you misakin the gezel, but you're not misakin, you ignore the object. That's what the Gemara says. Unfortunately, we don't realize that, you know, we look at it, no. That's your misakin by giving it back. But you learn from this Shulchan Aruch, this is a whole siman Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi makes a big kitzen. It's a whole arichas that is, you know, that you find an object, you're obligated to return it. You know, people don't, you're not, you know, and the shul is mainly what I notice. No, but I notice people, unfortunately, take things away. I mean,
is
putting up a sign. But I don't know, you can't just trust anyone who comes to you, you know. I lost a cheap pen, most people don't lie nowadays, but, you know, I remember once there was a watch. I had found the watch recently. So funny that a boy tells me, I know whose watch it is. The boy never came to me. And this boy told him, finally I found this. Did you lose what? Do you have a good sermon? He gave me a good sermon. So I gave it back to him. But you're not allowed to give back Stamos. So it was worth $100, $150, this watch, and the wristwatch.
Are you allowed to leave it if you know that you assume he hasn't come back?
Depends. If it's in a shul, there's no goyim there. I have the goyim in my shul. Years ago, when he used to steal the watch, he used to, you know, he had a room where he used to store things. I found a bunch of watches there. He'll give it away for his Christmas presents. Who knows why? Then it got too much. I remember for a while he didn't steal anymore. He would leave it on the table. He had too many of them.
Is there anything that you can't be miyaj, let's say, if you're at Philly?
Of course you're miyash. You're miyash, and someone finds it, it's his. I mean, of course you're miyash. Someone told me you could buy tefillin online from this company who finds all this luggage. He bought a great pair of tefillin for cheap, who knows what, online. He explained to me, you know, I'm talking about there's a company that buys from the airlines all these left behind
unclaimed
or whatever. Or no. What did he say? Yeah, probably has a first name. Most of you don't have a second name. Especially Chabad, Menachem Mendel, you know. Yeah. Maybe initials. I don't know the name, yeah. I don't think it depends. Yeah. But the guy was Miyash.
So in that case, if you bought someone and it said the guy's name.
Not bechuyik to go.
You're not bechuyik?
To go look for him? Go figure out who this is?
But let's take you. Does he have to repay for the amount he has?
Of course, because he was Miyash. I forgot the number, but he told me it was incredible cheap, and he had it checked, and it's a beautiful pair of tefillin. He wanted to know if it was Rashi's tefillin. He had no idea. It was Rashi's tefillin, a beautiful pair of tefillin. And it was the first time I heard such a thing. I didn't realize that.
Right, so the difference is somebody who's picking up an object, stealing it, versus somebody who's picking it up and giving it back, it's completely in
Machshava.
100%. It's not anything else.
That's right. That's why the Rambam.
He doesn't have to put up a sign. He doesn't have to.
He's a ganav. I mean, he doesn't have to put up a sign. That wants to do tshuva, you mean?
What I'm saying is, if he's in fine, find and give it back.
He picks up to give it back, then he has to do what I learned. He has to put up a sign and wants to do the right thing. Yeah.
So it's not completely machshuva.
No, the machshuva is when he picked it up. Why did you pick it up?
The moment.
If he picked it up to return it, it's always going to be his obligation to return it. But if he picked it up to steal it, if the guy was miyash, you're not obligated to return it. That's the Rambam shit. And the second shit that says, no, you still have to return it. Okay, we'll stop over here for a second.